们教会就像一个大家庭，欢迎大家回到这个爱的家庭，我们为自己一个鼓掌来欢迎好不好？
Yes,
欢迎
welcome each other。
好，让我们来读公读今天的经文，是记载在哥罗西书三章一到十节。
That's right。
看到有一个从很远的地方来 Jessica， Sorry I did not introduce you。
Sorry, we miss Jessica。
Yeah,
she come from
far away. Yeah, welcome back。 好，还有没有第一次在我们当中？没有哈，好，一样欢迎。好，来读今天的经文，哥罗西书三章一到十节，翻到时候我们一起来攻读。
Since then, let's read together.
请，所以
Since then, you have been raised with Christ.
Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory.Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual
nature, evil desires, and greed. Yeah, 当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、诽谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。我们经文啊，读在这里啊，在过年期间，我们都会问候，祝大家新年快乐。
We always greet each other during New Year's.
但今年的春节，我相信全世界华人都过得相当沉重。
However, this year the story is a bit different.
因为在中国武汉，发现了首例的这个新型冠状肺炎病毒，这疫情已经扩散到全国各地。
Because there's a new virus, Wuhan coronavirus outbreak, and the virus has spread over the country.
包括在美国都已经发现病例传入，甚至在尔湾都已经发现了病例了。
Even to the U.S. and even to Irvine.
那这段期间已经造成各地的恐慌，很多的重要集会已经被取消。
The world is in somewhat panic mode right now, so a lot of celebrations has been cancelled.
但好消息是，美国国家卫生署宣布，他们已经研发出新型冠状病毒的疫苗，但是居然要三个月后才可以在人的身体上试验。
Well, the good news is the U.S. National Institute of Infectious Diseases has announced that a new vaccine is ready for an early stage clinical trial in about 3 months.
我们只能祷告求神怜悯，希望早日控制疫情，这样才能够过好年。
We pray that this virus can be controlled soon to give Chinese people a good new year.
这就让我想到我们华人的习俗叫做除旧布新，才能过好年。
This reminds me of a Chinese tradition, out with the old, in with the new.
我们要迎接新的开始，先要除掉旧的污秽，包括除灭一些不干净的这些细菌病毒。
Chinese like to get rid of all the unclean things in the house, including germs.
所以我们会把家里面打扫清洁，把器具消毒，把衣服清洁干净，使其焕然一新。
People would disinfect utensils, do laundries, or even buy new furniture and new clothes.
许多人还会穿新衣服，买新家具来面对新的未来。
To welcome the new year.
但是其实基督徒的生命也需要除旧布新，也就是弃旧更新。
In a way, it's also important for Christians to have an out with the old and in with the new life.
所以弃旧更新的生命对于基督徒是何等的重要。
It's very important.
我们教会今年的主题是重新得力，而重新得力就需要除旧布新。
Church theme this year is renew the strength.
保罗当年写信给哥罗西教会的信徒，目的就是要让他们在基督里成长，而活出一个弃旧更新的生命。
But it's hard to renew the strength with an old life. That's why Paul wrote to the Colossians to encourage them to grow in Christ so that they can live a new life.
但请注意哦，哥罗西教会是已经得救信主的一群人哦。
Notice that the Colossians are believers.
甚至在一章二节，保罗还称他们是在基督里有忠心的人哦。
In chapter 1, Paul even praises the Colossians as the faithful ones in Christ.
但为什么这一些人对于这些人还要强调更新生命的重要呢？还要他们过弃旧更新的生命呢？
Why then is he still emphasizing the need of a new life?
因为不管你信主多久，都会有软弱无力的光景，需要重新得力。
Because regardless how long you have been a Christian, you may still at times experience a sense of weakness.
而重新得力就需要从生命中的弃旧更新开始。
The concept of renewing the strength should start with a renewed life.
所以不管你信主多久，你在教会忠心侍奉多长，过弃旧更新的生命吩咐是每一个基督徒的责任。
Even for mature Christians, I believe such discipline deserves our effort.
也是每一个人都要去操练的。
And we need, all of us need to exercise, practice such.
那我们要怎么操练过弃旧更新、除旧布新的生命呢？我们要从刚刚所读的经文一起来分享。
How to renew our lives from today's scripture, I want to share with you three practices.
并且操练以下三方面。第一个是要思念上面的事情。
First, set your minds on things above.
好，让我们一起来攻读一到四节。
Let's read 1-4 verse.
预备，请。
Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will.You also will appear with him in glory.
好，思念上面的事情的原因，就是我们要与基督一同复活。
The reason we want to set our minds on things above is because we have been resurrected with Christ.
这里讲到经文讲到说，你们若真与基督一复活，就当求上面的事。
Yeah, our resurrection life is the reason for us to set our hearts and minds on things above.
也就是说，与基督一同复活是一个因，那求上面的事或者思念上面的事就是果。
Yeah, it's a cause and effect. When we are baptized, our old lives are dead and buried symbolically.
当我们的生命借着洗礼与基督联合，已经象征我们与主同死、同埋葬。同复活，今后活着就不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活着。
And we are raised with and united with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me.
所以，当我们真与基督一同复活，就会有属天的生命，就会有属天的需要，自然我们的心怀意念就会关注上面的事。
With this new life, we develop a new taste to seek things above.
因为当人的生命改变，人的价值观也跟着改变。当人的价值观改变，人生的目标与追求也就改变了。
Our life perspectives, value system, and pursuits will change.
我们从前追求物质的、暂时的、看得见的、属地的事物，但现在呢，却追求属灵的、永恒的、看不见的、属天的事物。
The old self seeks material, temporal, visible, and earthly things, while the new self seeks what's spiritual, eternal, invisible, and heavenly.
我们所常思念的事情就会经常的充满在我们的心思里面，那是我们认为最重要的事。
Often what we keep thinking are things most important to us.
所以思念呢，原文有思欲，有念念不忘、自在的意思。
The Greek word implies to involve our desire and will.
所以思念不单是理智上的一种期待而已，也包括意志上的行动。
In other words, not just hope for it, but intentionally act on it.
所以我们若真与基督一同复活，我们的思想、愿望、渴望，也就是我们整个人的情绪与意志的力量，就应该完全朝着上面的事。
If we are serious about living this new resurrection life, our whole being, thoughts, desire, emotion, and strength should all be redirected to the things above.
而且思念是现在进行式，也表示持续不断、经常如此的意思。
The phrase keep thinking suggests a continuous in constant state.
那至于地上的事呢？它不是本身不是罪，因为人生活在地上，当然需要关心地上的事。
Of course, earthly things are not sins. We do need to be aware of happenings here on earth since we live here.
但是基督徒不可以过重的、过分的看重地上的事，因为我们的身份已经不一样了。
Nonetheless, our new identity calls for a different focus in life.
第二，四面上面的事的方法、方式呢，是借着我们与基督一同隐藏。
The method of setting our hearts on things above is hiding our life with Christ.
第三节他讲说，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同怎么样？藏在神里面。
Verse 3, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
因为问题是这样，假如你没有见过天上的事，那请问你怎么去思念呢？
But if we have never seen things above, how can we think about them?
好像说小孩，你有去过迪士尼乐园，几年后，他回忆，他怀念那里种种好玩 的东西，就会思念，很想再去。
A child can keep thinking about Disney only if he had seen or been there before and know what's it like.
那我们没有人去过天堂，也不知道能够明白天上的奥秘，那我们如何能够思念呢？
Since we don't know what heaven is like, what things should we think about?
其实思念天上的事，不是说我们渴望回天家，或就像渴望再去迪士尼乐园一样。
Actually, how we keep thinking about things above is through hidden with Christ in God, very different from a real trip to Disneyland.
因为思念的方法乃是借由与基督一同藏在神里面。
The method is through hidden with Christ.
那藏在神里面的藏，并不是逃跑、躲起来，像是隔离病毒一样。因为藏原文有宝贝的意思，宝贝才需要收藏啊。
Now the word hidden doesn't mean run away. It means to treasure or to protect.
那另外一方面，藏呢也有保护的含义。
To protect.
与基督一同藏在神里面。除了说明我们的价值何等宝贵，如同珍宝需要保管箱啊、一样，把它受到保护。
Only treasures need to be hidden or protected. Hidden with Christ in God shows how precious we are.
这说明我们的生命何等尊荣、何等荣耀、尊贵，我们所处的地位何等安全可靠。
It also shows how glorious our life is and how secure our position is in God.
但另一方面也提醒我们，我们的身份现在已经不同了。
This new identity should bring significant changes in our mind as well.
这就好比当你只是小孩，你可以为了玩具你在那里哭闹，但是等你当上一个公司的总裁或是大学的校长，你每天跟重要的人物平起平坐，你就不会整天想着要那些玩具了。
Just like when a child becomes an adult, his mind will no longer be filled with toys only, but with more important and meaningful things.
你所想要的东西呢，是要与你的身份相匹配，那个更重要的、更有意义的事了。
You would desire something match your status.
同样的，当我们与基督一同藏在神里面，也是如此。
In the same manner, when we are hidden with Christ in God,
因为我们的身份已经被改变了，可以与基督一同藏在神的里面。
Because there are different identity, we can hidden with Christ in God.
那是可以时刻享受与神亲密的同在，仿佛经历在地如在天的生活。
We get to experience the sweetness of the presence of God.
那种光景何等美好，自然你就不会想要离开。
As if in heaven.So you wouldn't want to leave.
就如同经历耶稣登山变相的那三个门徒，他说这里真好啊，干脆就在这里搭一座棚，搭上三座棚，就不要回家了。
Three of Jesus' disciples had a taste of this at the transfiguration of Jesus, and Peter said, "It's good for us to be here. I will put up three shelters."
当然就不会思念地上那短暂、虚空、无意义的世俗之事了。
At that moment, Peter had no desire to return to his earthly home or fill his mind with earthly vanities.
那最后是思念上面的事的结果，乃是我们与基督一同显现。
And the outcome of setting our mind on things above is appearing with Christ.
在第四节说，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们也要怎么样？
Same.
与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
这里告诉我们，基督徒的生命平时应当是隐藏的，荣耀乃是将来才会显现的。
Well, this tells us that Christian spiritual life is a hidden one. It will only be revealed in the future.
所以我们生命平时不要太显露，就像耶稣当年在世一样，他的荣耀还未显现出来，所以世人不了解他为什么那么懦弱。
When Jesus was on earth, his glory was hidden momentarily, and the world does not know him.
你看他打不还手、骂不还口的沉默羔羊，但是最终耶稣却成就了极大无比的荣耀。
When he was insulted, he did not respond with an insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten.Like a silent lamb.
同样，我们做基督徒的，圣经告诉我们说，我们成了一台戏，让世人盯着我们看。
But in the end, he achieved an incomparable eternal weight of glory. For the same reason, Christians have become a spectacle to the world.
为什么我们活着如此的严谨敬虔，过得那样谦卑隐藏，似乎我们也像一个软弱的人。
People are watching and pondering why we conduct our lives as the way we are in humility and godliness.
然而我们不必须明白，虽然我们的光芒暂时被隐藏，那只是短暂而已。
But we know that this is only momentary.
要知道我们将来都要与基督一同被显现出来，而且是显现在荣耀之中，而不是在羞愧之中。
When the time comes for Christ to appear, we also will appear with him, not in shame, but in glory.
因此我们若希望将来与基督一同显现在荣耀中，我们现在就要操练谦卑隐藏，努力追求，专心思念上面的事。
And that's the reason we want to set our hearts and minds on things above.
第二个除旧布新是要致死地上的肢体。
The second point is put to death the earthly nature.
让我们一起来读第五节到第九节
上半段。Let's read verse 5-9 together, please.
预备，请。
Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of this, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other.
好，第二个步骤是我们要致死地上的肢体。
The second step is we need to.
奇怪了，为什么圣经不干脆说你们要停止犯罪，而是说你们要致死地上的肢体呢？
Why does the scripture say to put death your earthly nature instead of simply to stop sinning?
原来我们若要真正停止行为上的罪行，就要从罪的根源来着手。那个根源就是属肉体、属血气那地上的肢体。
Because the root cause of sinning is our earthly nature, not what manifested in our behavior.
也讲到要致死，这是一个命令式，不是一个过去已经成就的事实。
Here, put to death is a present command, not a finished fact.
是一件需要你去做的吩咐，每一个属神的人都有责任去遵守。
It's meant to be carried out by every child of God.
而不是一种可有可无的选择。
Not an optional choice.
所以保罗在这里用致死跟另外一个词叫弃绝，这是两个不同的动词。
Paul uses to put to death and to put off two different verbs to teach us.
来讲同样来同一个过得胜生活的一个原则，就是要来如何制服在我们里面属地上属世俗的肢体。
Teach us how to live a victorious life.
不容许它在我们生命当中继续的活动与影响，而造成不可收拾的后果。
If we don't subdue our earthly flesh, it will in turn take over and run our lives, and the result will be devastating.
这是因为恨恶罪而有的强烈的意志行动。
Such action comes from a strong will and a determination to live a holy life.
也是渴望过圣洁生活的一个决心。就如同马太福音十八章第八到九节说，如果假如一只手叫你或者一只脚叫你犯罪，你宁可把它砍下来。
Like Jesus said in Matthew 18, that if your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away.
因为他们会像癌细胞一样迅速的扩展蔓延，所以要彻底的除灭或是弃绝他们。
It will like a cancer cell spread over you.
我们要过一个圣洁得胜的生活，也是要有三方面，从肢体的罪我们要去对付的。
Only through such drastic approach can we live a renewed and victorious life. And there are three areas of fleshly sins that we need to deal with.
你说哪方面的罪呢？不是指法律上规定的那杀人放火这些罪哦。圣经讲的罪有以下三方面，我们要来致死这些的肢体。第一个是意念上的罪。
First, sins in thoughts.
第五节。那你讲说你们要致死地上的肢体，就如什么淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。
What are those? Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed.
这些意念上的罪，这些意念上的罪，都基本上离不开肉体情欲之事。
Sins committed in our thoughts mostly originated from the desire of the flesh.
淫乱是指婚姻以外的性行为，包括婚外情、婚前性行为等。
Sexual immorality, any extramarital or premarital sexual relationships.
以耶稣的标准，只要意念上动一念，就是与他犯奸淫了。
Jesus teaches that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
你恨人就等同是杀人啊。
Hate people is like to kill them.
这是意念上的罪，等于是行动上的罪。
The sin in our thoughts is like the actual action.
污秽是玷污心灵与身体一切不洁的事情。
Impurity refers to anything that stains our soul or body.
或是违反人性的行为啊，如同同性恋、人兽恋等等，这些的意念都要去对付。
Or violate a human nature, such as homosexuality or bestiality, etc.
情欲本是神所造，都是好的，但因为人凭着自己的心意而被滥用，以违反上帝的旨意去得到意念上的满足，就造成了邪情恶欲。
God created sexual desires to be a blessing for mankind, but people violated God's will and twisted the design to satisfy their own evil desires.
接下来又是贪婪哈，贪婪不单是想渴望得到自己已经足够需要了，而是以多有多好、多多益善成为满足。
Greed is the desire to acquire more than a person's need. The more, the better. It's considered the most hideous sin.
这就是为什么贪婪被誉为一种最丑恶的罪。这个字贪婪，这是由两个希腊字所组成的。
The Greek word for greed is a combination of two words.
前半节是 pleon， 后半节是 exia。pleon 的翻译是更多 ，exia 是获得，意思就是说他渴望获得更多的东西。希腊人称为这是一种永远不能够满足的欲望。
The two words are more and to obtain, meaning to obtain more.The Greeks call it the insatiable desire.
这想一想，这不就是我们今天许多不认识神的人 所追求世界的写照吗？
Isn't this a picture of many unbelievers today who chase after the world?
倘若我们一心一意只追求地上更多的物质享受，心中向往更多舒适的生活，那同样我们会落到一个永不满足的光景。
If we Christians always seek for more material things, more comfort in our life, then we too will become never satisfied.
不过贪婪我们能够理解，但是他说贪婪跟拜偶像一样，哎，这个就比较难懂了。
Why is greed the same as idolatry?
其实拜偶像的本质就是贪图得到更多的东西，渴望从这个偶像的身上获得更多自己的满足。
Because in reality, the essence of idol worship is to obtain more from the idol to satisfy self-desire.
或是利用神明来替自己做事，或达到个人自私的目的。哎，这不就是贪婪吗？
Or to exploit the idol for personal gain. Isn't that greed?
所以真正信主的人乃是要信靠主，把自己献给生命的主人，那位创造天地万物之全能神圣，并且一生顺服他的带领。
While a true worshipper of the Almighty God trusts and obeys the Creator of the heaven and earth and surrender his life to be governed by God.
好，所以第一方面是要致死意念上的罪，第二个呢是情绪上的罪。
The second sins in emotions.
接下来经文说，他说现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及什么恼恨、愤怒、恶毒。
Yeah, those are anger, rage, and malice.
好，恼恨是指在固定状态下发出来的怒气，而愤怒是指在临时冲动而发的怒气。
Anger is controllable, but rage is impulsive.
你也许会问说，上帝都会愤怒啊，为什么人就不能愤怒？
You may ask, is man's anger different from God's wrath?
事实上上帝的愤怒跟人不像人一样，是借着一时情感的冲动，乃是神的正义被触犯的结果。
The fact is, God's wrath is not an impulsive act, but a response to the injustice.
神的愤怒和刑罚是罪恶的结果。
His wrath and punishment is a natural consequence of sin.
而且神的审判不是报复性的刑罚，乃是人犯罪应得的公义的处罚。
God's judgment is not a revenge, but a punishment for sin.
那恶毒呢？恶毒是指急切损害人，所以有英文翻译成毒心。
Malice is an emotional sin. It's a desire to cause harm to another person.
或是阴毒，阴毒。所以这些属于情绪上的罪，主要造成的原因呢，就是因为我们内心里面受到伤害，却没有好好对付我们里面的问题，去处理不健康的心理状态，以至于将这些状态借着情绪把它暴露出来或发泄出来。
It may start with an unresolved hurt inside of us. Over time, it eroded our psychological health, and the hurt eventually exposes itself through emotion and causes damage to others or ourselves.
于是就会造成他人或者是自己的亏损，这在神的眼中一样是罪。
This is sin in God's view.
要对付这些情绪上的罪呢，就要从内心与神建立一个好的关系。
To deal with emotional sin, we must start with a healthy relationship with God.
使我们能够从神那里领受到真正的爱，才能够一步一步从原谅、饶恕、遗忘、释怀、接纳、同意、体谅对方、欣赏对方，以至于最后可以祝福对方，这样就能够对付情绪上的罪。
First, we must receive the perfect love from God. Then, step by step, we can learn to forgive and forget, to accept, to understand, to appreciate, until eventually we can even bless the other person.
最后一方面是言语上的罪。
The third one is sins in words.
第八节下半节到第九节上半节说，接下来说毁谤并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎。所以有三方面，一个是毁谤，言语上的罪是关于毁谤，还有污秽的言语，还有谎言。
Such as slander, obscenities, lies.
什么是毁谤呢？毁谤是用坏话来破坏人的名誉，损坏人的人格，对人的诋毁。
To slander is to defame someone's reputation, to damage his character, or to stigmatize his personality.
如果毁谤是用在神，那就可以翻译成亵渎。
When applied to God, it's called blasphemy.
那污秽的言语呢，是指不堪入耳、侮辱性的或对人有伤害的下流话。
Filthy language are vulgar, offensive, or hurtful languages.
接下来说不要彼此说谎，是说谎是以虚假不真实的话来欺骗人，或是逃避道德的责任。
To lie is to use false or untrue words to deceive others or to escape moral responsibility.
而且他特别讲到彼此说谎，可见当时谎言的普遍性。
By using each other here, we know it's widespread.
在我想我们的文化当中，也很多都用活在一个谎言当中，我们都习以为常。
Yeah, Christians sometimes failed as well.
但基督徒不单是那些明显直接的谎言，连半真半假的谎的这些谎话，或是给予人错误印象的这些行动，都不应该有的。
Christians should have nothing to do with such words. Even a half truth is a full lie.
你要知道，撒旦最惯用的伎俩就是说谎、欺骗。
Know that lying and deception are common schemes of Satan.
而完全的诚实乃是基督徒应当有的生命的记号。
Christians ought to wear the mark of complete honesty.
我们若要真的敬畏神，在得救之后就不能够不谨慎小心，特别是在言语上不要犯罪，说出那些让神伤心担忧的话来。
If we revere God, we need to watch our tongue. Do not grieve God with what we say.
其实我们知道最难克服的罪是什么。当然对我们来讲，对我来讲，什么都很难了。但是圣经告诉我们，其实最难克服的罪不是行动上，也不是思想上或是情绪上的罪，而是言语上的罪。
What sin for you is the most difficult one to overcome?
因为雅各书三章二节说，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是什么？他就是完全人。
Anyway, the scripture tells us, it's the sin of our words. James 3:2 says, if someone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect individual.
所以我们要注意，从我们的言语开始，言语上的罪，当然情绪上的罪跟意念上的罪，我们都要来制止。
So watch our tongue and put to death.
最后一个步骤，除旧布新，要穿戴基督做新人。
The last step, put on Christ as the new man.
让我们来攻读第九节下半节，然后到第十节。
That's three verse 9 to 10.
请。
Since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
穿戴基督做新人有以下三个步骤。第一个步骤要先脱去旧人。
There are three steps to put on Christ. The first step must take off the old self.
圣经告诉我们说，你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
Since you have taken off your old self with this practice.
脱去旧人和穿上新人，这是一句话，可惜被拆开成为两个部分。
Here to take off the old self and to put on the new self actually is one statement.
但许多读者误以为只要弃绝谎言，不要彼此说谎，就是已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为了。
But some people think only stop lying will be put, take off the old self.
其实不是的，因为要穿上新人之前，要先脱去旧人，否则呢，穿上新人不但没有用，反而很奇怪。
Well, the important point here is before putting on the new self, one must first take off the old self. Otherwise, it won't work.
假如你有，或是你曾经有过倔强的小小孩，我有啊，我也承认有哈。他们小时候，你买新衣服给他，但是呢，他穿在他身上的这旧衣服呢，他不愿意脱下来，那怎么办
？If you had a stubborn child, I had one.And you bought some new clothes for her, but she won't take off the old clothes to put on the new ones. What would you do?
你一定会想尽办法让她愿意脱下旧的这个衣服。
It may take you a while to convince her.
那对于很倔强的小孩，请问这简单不简单
？Is that easy for a stubborn child?
好像你们的反应告诉我，这是很遥远的事情。
Like none of you feel any.
你们都太幸运了。哦，你要让他愿意把衣服脱，旧衣服脱下来，那个是一个很痛苦的一个过程啊。
It's a painful process.
这个过程也许要付上很大的功夫跟代价。
Even cost you a lot.
同样的，我们要脱去我们的旧人的过程，也许也是很辛苦的，要付上极大的功夫跟代价的。
Likewise, the process of taking off your old self may require a big effort as well, even cost you something.
你要先脱去旧人，就好像你要先破碎老我一样，因为先有拆毁，才有重建。
But without the tear down, there's no way to build up.
虽然这个过程会是辛苦，但是它的结果绝对是甜美的。
Although the process will be hard, the result will definitely be sweet.
所以第一个步骤，脱去旧人；第二个步骤呢，是要穿上新人。
The second step must put on the new self.
第十节上半节告诉我们要穿上了新人，先脱去旧人和旧人的行为，之后才能穿上新人，这是时间上的次序。
It's a time sequence. You first have to take off the old, then you can put on the new.
有些人虽然他脱去了旧人和旧人的行为，可是他却没有穿上新人，这也不对的。
Just as it's wrong to put on the new self without taking off the old, vice versa is also wrong.
我们都知道有一个故事叫做国王的新衣啊，这个国王很喜欢挑漂亮的衣服，结果两个骗子知道国王的偏好，就告诉他还可以做一个很漂亮的衣服啊。国王听了很高兴，就赏给他们很多的钱，让他把这个衣服做出来。结果这个骗子拿到钱之后，果然告诉这个国王，哇，他衣服做出来了，可是这个不能让人家看到摸到，是最重要是品格不好的或是低能的这些人看不见这衣服啊。国王心里就一个疑虑，说他不愿意承认这个他看不到的，因为大家都要面子嘛。但是最后有些小孩子说，哎，妈妈，为什么他没有穿衣服啊
？In the folk tale, the emperor's new clothes, a vain emperor who cares too much about wearing beautiful clothes.Hires two weavers who promise the emperor a special new suit of clothes that they say is invisible to those who are unfit for their positions, stupid or incompetent, while in reality they make no clothes at all, making everyone believe the clothes are invisible to them. When the emperor parades before his subjects in his new clothes, no one dared.To say that they do not see any suit of clothes on him for fear that they will be seen as stupid. Finally, a child cries out, but he isn't wearing anything at all.
其实基督徒有时候也就像这个国王一样陷入失败的经历，那是因为我们虽脱去旧人，却没有穿上新人来代替。
Christians may also experience failure like wearing the emperor's new clothes when we take off the old self but fail to put on the new self.
有些时候穿上新人呢也被会误会，联想成披戴，就好像披戴羊皮那一种虚伪的人。
Some may associate putting on the new self with the image of a hypocrite in sheep's clothing.
那个就像戴面具一样。每一天戴不同的面具，有一个漫画是说礼拜一要戴这个，礼拜二要戴这个，然后穿什么衣服不一样的。
It's like wearing a different mask every weekday.
这不是穿上新人。
This is not what we're talking about.
好像我们特别是基督徒在礼拜天误认为我们披上了这个基督徒的这个外套来了，然后呢就成为很虚，回到家又把它脱下来了，不是这样子的理解。
There are Christians, although they are Christians, who behave like a sheep at church on Sundays, kind and gentle. For the rest of the week, they are like ferocious wolves, and that's not what we talk about.
穿上新人其实就是披戴基督，在加拉太书三章二十七节这样告诉我们。
To put on the new self is to clothe yourselves with Christ.As Paul pointed out in Galatians 3:27,
他说：“你们受洗归入基督的都是什么？披戴基督了。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
所以这样的新人是已经被主更新，不再是旧人。这新人有新的生命，那只有一个目的，就是为了要彰显基督。”
Such individual is renewed by the Lord, and he now lives for one purpose only, that is to glorify Christ.
最后一个步骤是要经历更新。
The third step is you must experience renewal.
第十节下半节说，这新人在知识上渐渐什么更新，正如照他主的形象。
Verse 10, which is being renewed in knowledge.In the image of his creator.
那保罗用脱去和穿上这样的比喻来显示生命的改变。
Here Paul uses take off and put on to show the changes in our lives.
我们旧人与旧人的行为，因为我们与基督同死，就如同旧衣服就脱去了。
Our old self have been buried with Christ through baptism.
然后呢，我们又借着与他同埋葬同复活，一切有主新的形象，就如同我们生一个新人，把新的衣服穿上了。
And we're raised from the dead, so we're like put on a new self.
那从此之后，我们不再是死人，我们是活人了。
We are no longer dead, but living.
我们就成为新人，被主更新。但是呢，这个心呢，你请注意哦，新人的心跟更新的心在原文是不同的。
The new self is renewed by the Lord. Know that the word new in newman and renew are two different words.
前者是指时间上的心，也就是说，这新人是指新造出来的人；而后者的心是指品质上的心，也就是基督徒的品格需要渐渐的更新。正如那位造他主的一样的形象。
The new in new man indicates a newly created person, and the new in renewal indicates a person with a new inner quality.
也就是说，我们要得着完全的更新之前，先要有一段渐进的过程。
In other words, the inner being of the new self needs to be gradually renewed.Until he becomes like the image of his creator.
所以这样才能够有主的形象，这并不是并非一夕之功，一蹴可及的。
Being completely renewed is a gradual process, not an overnight event.
所以不要以为说你信了耶稣，穿上基督就立刻有180度的生命改变翻转。
So don't expect a 180 degree change after being baptized.
其实当我们信主的那一刻，虽然我们被称义不再是罪人了，但是成圣的过程是需要付上努力的代价。
The moment when we are saved, we are justified, no longer a sinner in God's eyes. However, the sanctification process requires time and effort.
每个人更新的进展时间不同，有人可能很短的时间有看出极大的改变，有些人则需要更多的时间。
And the time it takes varies from person to person, some shorter, some longer.
那如何渐渐的更新呢？经文这样告诉我们，他是这些人是在知识上渐渐更新。
How are we being renewed? Next phrase says, in knowledge.
那这个知识不是我们所学习的这些社会科学的知识，而是对神的认识。
You see, it depends on our knowledge of Christ.
这个字呢，知识呢，是由名词来的，是知道这个字是动词。那知道这个动词在哥罗西书呢，非常的是一个非常重要的主题，总共出现了八次。
The word knowledge or to know is a key word in Colossians. It appears 8 times.
我们信仰根基是否能够稳固，全在于我们对基督的知道或是认识有多少。
Our knowledge of Christ stabilizes the foundation of our faith.
也就是说，信仰的更新就必须要在对基督的认识要渐渐的，要更多的来更新。
The more we know about Christ, the faster our spiritual life can be renewed and transformed.
也就是说，我们信仰对信仰真理的认识或对圣经知识的造就，我们要好好的下功夫。
So we need to make an effort.
这才能够让我们慢慢的更新，生命慢慢的改变，直到我们可以将主的形象，当初造我们那美好的形象。
So we need to make an effort to know Christ until eventually we become like Him.
最后，我知道我们在面对这个新冠状病毒的威胁，光是消极的去封城隔离，并不能真正解决问题。
Finally, as we face the threat of coronavirus today, it's not enough just by locking down or isolating cities.
唯有积极的找出疫苗或是治疗的方法，才能够实际的改变局势。
The only way to turn this situation around is to proactively research for a right vaccine or cure.
所以我们祷告，希望科学家能够早日找出这些的方法。
So we pray earnestly that such vaccine or cure can be found early.
那同样的，假如我们的生命期待新年能够拥有一个新生命，光是消极的封闭自己也不能改变你，唯有积极的除旧布新，才能够使你的生命经历翻转与更新。
In like manner, if we hope for a new life in the new year, passively isolate ourselves is not enough. Only by replacing the old life with a new one will our lives be renewed and transformed.
倘若你要走出生命的低谷，告别过去的阴霾，迎接希望的未来，那你就必须要让你的生命好好的除旧布新，弃旧更新。
Out with the old, in with the new is our best chance to walk out of the cloud in our life for a bright future.
所以让我们彻底的好好的打扫干净，让教会成为圣洁，也让你我的生命恢复圣洁。
So let's start from our own lives. Let's clean up ourselves so the church can be holy and without blemish.
你要知道神何等看重教会的圣洁。如果教会失去圣洁，就不配再称为是教会了。
You know how precious church is in God's sight. If the church loses its holiness, it will no longer be called a church.
因此，我们每一个基督徒都有责任，因为我们的身体就是圣灵的殿，都需要被洁净、被主更新，才能够让圣灵在我们里面居住。才能够成为他荣耀的出口。
And our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Every believer should be motivated to be cleansed and renewed by the Spirit, so we can reflect the glory of the Lord and be used by Him.
所以每一个人对自己都有责任。当我们要迎接新的未来，不是别人的事，是你自己的事。
So each one of us have.Responsibility.
所以但愿在新的一年开始，我们一起来重新立志，愿意借着新年上面的事情，致使地上的肢体穿戴基督做新人，来过一个除旧布新、弃旧更新的生命。你们说好不好？
So in the new year, let's strive to set our minds on things above, to put to death the earthly nature and put on Christ as the new man.
让我们一起来回应这首歌，接近我。